Actually, have a look at our Facebook page, okay? Colm Hayes Show Facebook page at the moment, because I want you to have a look at a picture there, which I think you might find quite interesting. Now, I'm going to have difficulty pronouncing the names of these guys, but basically, it's a speed skater. His name is, this guy wins the race, right? His name, it's on the back of the Examiner. If you've got an Examiner handy, great picture on the back of the Examiner. I know it's been floated around the internet. It'll go viral, I'd say, in the next while. And we've put it up on our Facebook page, right? So, Victor Ann helps Russia with the men's 5,000 relay final race in the short track speed skating championship in Dresden in Germany. Now, he won the race, so there's a picture of him there standing with his two arms in the air and the finger, one finger, just that sort of glorious finger. We are number one. Behind him is the chap who came second, and he's called, again, I think it's Skinski Nikt from Team Netherlands, and he's not impressed, and he's holding up his fingers as well, but it's the middle finger of each hand going, yeah, like you should deserve this. The photographer got it perfect. It's a brilliant picture. It should win an award, because you've got your man celebrating with the fingers in the air, and then the other guy just going, yeah, yada, and he's got his fingers just the middle finger, the index finger. You know, we all know what he's saying. And apparently, now this is the bit that got me. Because he did that, because he made that gesture, he was disqualified. So that's like saying if you're in a final, a World Cup final, and you get a red card, then if your team wins, you can't actually get a medal. Or does it mean then if you go to the sin bin in a big cup game in rugby, that, you know, it was the Heineken Cup final, that you if you're sinned, you shouldn't get a medal? He was disqualified. Now, the funny thing is, we were just talking about this morning, and I think that was just going a bit too far. I mean, in the heat and the passion and the rage that goes on with sports, we do overreact sometimes, and there's inappropriate action taken, be it a yellow card or a red card. But for the poor guy actually to be thrown out of the race, I thought was a little bit too much. But we had a conversation this morning, and some members of the team were saying, absolutely, that's just such bad behaviour, that's appalling. And for that, he was right to be disqualified for the obscene gesture. And others were going, oh, come on. I mean, it's rapping the knuckles, you know, slapping a hand maybe, or listen, don't do that again. But to actually be disqualified, and basically now his time and his position at number two is gone. It's wiped off the planet. That's a little bit much, isn't it? That's what I thought. Am I wrong? What do you think? Have a look at the picture. I'd love to know what you think. Give us a text, 51552. Do you think that's just going over the top a little bit by actually disqualifying the guy completely? Or do you think, yeah, well, fair dues? And we all know what it's like to lose. It's not a nice feeling. It is not a happy feeling. There's not, you'll always be, especially if you feel you should have won, you know, and there will always be some level of reaction. Do you think it was over the top? Give us a shout on that if you've got any opinion on that. 1850 715 922, or text us at 51552. His reaction was definitely over the top, but I just think then that the punishment didn't fit the crime. The punishment was possibly a little bit too much. Day, Colin, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin? Are you well?
I'm not too bad at all. Have you seen the picture I was talking about?
I haven't had an opportunity to see it yet, and I am actually looking forward to seeing it.
You'll see it. It's up on our Facebook page anyway, and it's starting to go a little bit viral as well. And it's whatever angle the photographer took it at, it's just absolutely brilliant. But what do you think?
Well, you should win with grace and lose with grace.
Yeah.
And the point I was just making to your researcher there was, you asked the question about if you get sent off, if you get dimbin. And I'm surprised that you, being a big Manchester United fan,
yeah,
and a big Ireland fan, if you remember correctly, in 1985, Kevin Moran was the first player ever to be sent off in an English FA Cup final in Wembley, and was allowed to climb the 39 steps but didn't receive a medal because he had been sent off in the final.
Really? No, I remember him being sent off, and I remember that's a good pub question, but I didn't realise that he wasn't allowed to get a medal.
He climbed the steps with the rest of the team, but didn't receive a medal.
And is that the law in the Football Association?
I think it has since been changed, and I think Kevin Moran was given a medal 15 years or 20 years later.
Right.
But at that particular time, because he had been sent off, he wasn't allowed to go up. He was allowed up, but did not receive a medal on the day.
Would you be bothered doing all of those steps? You just want to box somebody in the head.
Well, if you look at John Terry didn't even play in the Champions League final, and yet he put on all his gear afterwards.
That's right, yeah.
But the point I'm making is you should win with grace and lose with grace.
Oh, no, absolutely, and I agree with that. But there are times when you just do, and especially in sport, when you do lose it just a little bit. I mean, we don't know what went on during that ice skating track speed race. Your man, the guy who won, actually might have been bumping the other guy a little bit. Or, you know, do you think it's fair that he's thrown out?
I think it's right, yeah, correct. You know yourself, Colm, after sport, and you've been in sport between playing and your bit of managing with the GAA and whatever. Mm. You going over and you shake a manager's hand, and nine times out of ten, you actually want to knock him out on his hand.
Yeah.
But you keep your control, and you and kids should be taught from an early age. You win with grace, and you lose with grace.
So, do you think that if there was a law, let's say Heineken Cup final, Paul O'Connell gets sin binned, Munster win, fantastic game. He had a brilliant game up to the point when he stepped on some guy's ear, which you know happens in rugby. Do you think he shouldn't get a medal?
Yes. He's overstepped the mark. You don't get sent off in rugby unless you've done something really serious. So if you overstep the mark, you know, you've got, it's like if Wim McRae loses a grace, Thierry Henry handles the ball. Handles the ball. You know, that wasn't Wim McRae. That was, you know, that's cheap.
Okay,
you know,
but
it happens in all sports. But you should Wim McRae lose a grace. And if you do the crime, you have to serve the time.
Well, but I mean, if you looked at poor Paul O'Connell, let's say in that situation that we have there, and there he had a great campaign, brilliant games, just this one thing, just lost the head a little bit for 30 seconds, gets sin binned, and then doesn't get the medal.
Sin binned is different to being sent off. You know, the violent, normally in rugby you're sent off for violent conduct. That's your actually abusing somebody. So I think, you know, you have to suffer the crime there. You've brought your own kids up that when the game is over, win, lose, or draw, you shake hands with your opponent.
Absolutely.
You don't stand behind them giving all sorts of fingers. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what, have a look at the photo when you get a chance.
I'm looking forward, but remember, Kevin Moran did not receive an FA Cup medal in 1985 because he'd been sent off for taking Peter Reid down on the halfway line.
All right, good point. All right, Colin, listen, thanks for the call, man.
It's not a bother. Good luck.
Take care of yourself. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Colin. Morning.
Are you happy that he was disqualified?
Oh, yeah, bloody right. It should have been taken from him. It's, it's not good sportsmanship at all. If you can't have self-control, you know, when you're competing in something, then absolutely right. He should have been disqualified.
But I mean, if you look at team sports, you know, with the passion that goes with sports, players lose that self composure quite often. That is why you have the yellow card, and that's why you have the red card. But do you feel then that players on teams should then lose the opportunity of getting a medal?
I feel if it's something that's out of your control. I mean, in football you have fouls and. Say boxing, you're going to be pulled by a referee if you do something. But if it's a deliberate act, and if it's deliberate that way, then I believe that yes, you should be disqualified.
Do you know what's interesting as well? Okay, and if you look at this from sort of a legal perspective, the race was actually finished. The sport had been complete. The guy had won. The other guy came second. Nothing happened during the game. It was actually. Yeah. After it happened, and yet they still went
competing.
Back.
He wasn't competing at the time that he did that, so that's his action. That was his choice. You know, if you can train so hard, you know, like a lot of athletes do, you train so hard to compete, then you should have self-control. After, you know, the guy came second. I mean, that's still unbelievable. But to actually lose out on a medal because of his behaviour, it wasn't what he was doing in the sport. It wasn't what he was doing to win a medal or to compete. Yeah. It was his behaviour afterwards. It was nothing to do with what he'd done to competing. Do you know, it was complete behaviour. It was complete tantrum. So it's a great photograph. I saw it. It's a great picture. The guy that took it, it's not even the fact that he's sticking the fingers up, it's the face he's pulling. I mean, it's complete up yours, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, what's brilliant about it is the use of the one finger. Like, from the guy who won, the one finger is, yes, we're number one, we're top of the world, and the other guy with the one finger going, aye, at it. But then some people who have commented already on the picture saying that your man going, look at me, we're number one in the world, that he's actually taunting everybody else who's in the race and saying, you guys are no good, I got number one.
No, the guy's not saying, I don't believe that. You know, you have that symbol. In other words, I'm number one. I've done it. I've trained really hard. I've put everything into this and I've won. I am number one. So come back and compete harder. Do you know? I mean, it's all about sportsmanship.
Oh, I know.
Sports has been around for so many years, and it's all about sportsmanship. Do you know, if you can't take not coming first, not being number one, then don't compete. You know, because that's what drives other people. Other people can say, okay, I've seen that now. That's who I'm going to be next time. I'm going to win. I'm going to be number one. You know, you can take it both sides. Mm. You can take it as in he's taunting them, or you can take it as a drive to do better yourself.
Well, it's a celebration as well, yeah. Mm. All right, Sarah, but it's a good picture.
It's a great picture. Great faces.
I can see you winning awards and causing a few discussions as it has already. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Called the sanction for the guy who's stuck his fingers up is completely justified. Otherwise, the relevant authorities are saying that it's okay to publicly disrespect an opponent. But that happens all the time in sport. You do publicly disrespect opponents sometimes. You probably shouldn't, but in the heat of the moment you do. Yeah, you get a yellow card. But you don't get thrown out of the sport. Respect and sportsmanship are among the most important things that young people entering into sport should be taught, and this won't be achieved by letting the guy away with what he did. Absolutely respect sportsmanship and passion. Passion. They got Roy Keane. That's why he's there where he is at the moment. That's why he's going to be involved in Ireland. That's why if we ever qualify for a Euros or we qualify for the World Cup, he will never, you know, thump the air and go, this is brilliant. Wow, we'll have a great time when we get over there. He will go, no, now we go over to try and win it. Colm, you actually make it sound a lot better than what he's actually showing two fingers. And if people are watching with kids, do you think it's appropriate? He deserves to get disqualified for bad sportsmanship. Yeah, I'm feeling sorry for him.